Okay, Tov, good morning. We are continuing today's daf is daf Ayin Zayin. We left off at the top of the page on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph 77a at the Mishnah. Today's class should be for the Refuah. Refuah Shlema V'Lachonim. V'Chalam Echem Dab, Rechom Echad Nivzana, Yilam Echad Nukam Rifkas, Rabban Amir, Shalom Asara, David Ben Rechad Yafa, V'Devar Rifka, V'Dechom Rifka, V'Deser, Shalom Asar, Fahim Adam, Shalom Rechana, Yifa, Ben Miriam, Yehuda Ben Yifa, Chaya Asar, V'Tchomar, Rechom Echana, Simcha Ben Malka, Miriam, Rechol, Lizim, Miriam, Echana, Lehana, Ben Orm, Rechol, Sada, Bat Amar, Rechana, Gibar, Gida, Bar, Barachat, Dama, Yasar, Yitzchom, Nali, Yachom, Dama, Malka, Yosheva, Ben Yitzel, Yilam, Ben Yifa, Yosef, Ben Rosh, Ben Shom, Ben Yina, Yosef, Ben Yifa, Daniel, Medina, Simcha, Ben Yafa, Ben Yama, Gali, Ben Yaya, 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 Gali, Okay, we are starting around 77a at the top of the page, Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, at the top of the page of the Mishnah. We are going to finish the Perek today, Bezat Hashem Yitbarach. The Mishnah begins, and now we are talking about, up until this point, what types of blemishes would the man be able to divorce the woman for, or get out of the marriage. Now it's going to go on the man. So the Mishnah says, Ha'ish Noldum Bo Mumin. If a man grows blemishes, Ein Kofin Oto Lehotzi, we do not force him to divorce. Amar Rashbag, but Rashbag says, when is that the case? That's only small blemishes. But the big blemishes, we would force the person to get a divorce. So what's considered the big and the small? So Rashi says, we're going to see in the Gemara what that means. Rav Yehuda Tane, Rav Yehuda taught, noldu. The blemishes were born to him. Yes. Chia bar Rav Tane hayu. No, they were already with the person. He already had these blemishes. So what's the difference between what they're saying? Manda mar noldu. The person who says that this case is talking about, we don't force him to divorce. He was born, they were born to him after the marriage, they were born to him, the blemishes. So kol sheken hayu, how much more so the case of, he had the blemishes, because sabra v'kibla, because she saw them and she was okay with it if the man had it before they got married. But Manda Amar, but the one who says Hayu, that he had the blemishes, he had them from before, Aval Nodu Lo, but if it was a case of born to blemishes, meaning he acquired new blemishes after they got married, then maybe we would force him to divorce. So that's how the difference of them would be. So the Gemara says, Tanan, it was taught in the Mishnah, Amar Ashbag, Bemedverim Amorim, when is this the case? Bemumin Ketanim, only with small blemishes. Aval Bemumin Gedolim, with big blemishes. Kofin oto lehotzi, we would force the person to divorce. So the Gemara now says, Bishlam alamanda amar noldu, it makes sense according to the opinion who says, he acquired new blemishes. Hainu deshani ben gdolim lektanim, that's why there's a difference between big and small blemishes. Because once you're born with blemishes, now you have to determine, are these big? Do we force him to divorce or not? Whereas if it was elamanda amar hayu, if he already had the blemishes, so then malik dolim, malik tanim. What's the difference if according to that opinion, what's the difference between big or small blemishes? Because according to that opinion, she was okay with it and she married him, regardless of the size. If she married him, she was okay with it. If not, then not. So what's the difference in that case if it was big or small?
That's what you know about
that. Yeah. She knew and she accepted them, the blemishes. So the Gemara says, Kisvurahi she yechola lekabel, ve'achshav ein yechola lekabel. She thought she was going to be able to live with the guy with this blemish, but now she realized that she's not going to be able to. And now the Gemara tells us, what are these big blemishes? Ve'elu hen mumin gedolim. These are the big blemishes. Piresh Rashbag. Rashbag explains, Kegon nismit eino. Someone, he becomes blind in one eye. Nikta'a yado. One of his hands gets cut off.
He's not even seen. The person can become blind and doesn't show. We're talking about visual problem, no?
What do you mean?
So the person can go blind and doesn't show.
But generally that's something that they would show the wife. So, and then another case is nikta'a yado. Someone's hands gets cut off. Nishbera raglo. Or his leg breaks. All of these are big blemishes. Itmar Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Ki Rashbag. Rabbi Yochanan says the Halacha follows the opinion of Rashbag, that differentiates between big and small blemishes. Rava Amar Rava says Amar Rav Nachman Halacha Ki Divrei Chachamim. He says no, Halacha is like the Chachamim, that there's no difference. Tanakama, obviously there's no difference between big or small blemishes. We don't force him to divorce. So the Gemara says Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Achi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this, that the Halacha is like Rashbag? Veha Amar Rabba Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba Bar Chana says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Bechol Makom Shashina Rashbag B'Mishnatenu, anytime Rashbag taught in our Mishnah, halachat kimoto. The halacha follows his opinion. Chutz mi'arev, except for with these three cases, a case of a guarantor, v'tzaydan, in a case of divorce given in Sidon, v'ra'ya achrona, or a proof brought after the fact. So these are three cases. Essentially, what are these three cases? That halacha is not like Rashbag. So in arev, it's referring to if, let's say, somebody has a guarantor on a loan. So there's a dispute, there's a machloket in Masechet Bava Batra with regards to the liability of a guarantor's, the extent of a guarantor's liability on a loan, essentially. That's case number one. Case number two is there's a machloket in Masechet Gittin with regards to if a get was given in the city of Tzidon. Well, what's the status of that get? So that's a machloket, Rashbag and the Chachamim. And the third case is Raya Achrona. If somebody is in Masechet Sanhedrin, there's a machloket. If someone brings a proof after the fact, can that proof come and be a Raya, even though it was brought after? Right, so that's also a machloket in Masechet Sanhedrin. So except for those three cases, the halacha is always like Rashbag in the Mishnah. So now, why would Rabbi Yochanan need to say halacha is like Rashbag if we have this general rule that the halacha is always like Rashbag except for those three cases? That's the question the Gemara is asking. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's a machloket amoraim, and it's going in the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, meaning Rabba Bar Chana, who said that really there's a general rule, halacha is always like Rashbag, he was saying there's a general rule, so that definitely Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that. But Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov, who said that halacha is like Rashbag according to Rabbi Yochanan, he was saying that Rabbi Yochanan does not hold of this general rule. that the halacha is always like Rashbag except for those three cases, and that's why the Gemara said in his name, halacha is like Rashbag. Okay, new Mishnah. These are the people we forced to get divorced. Mukesh Shachin, someone who came filled with boils. Ubal Polifos, this is a type of disease. We're going to see in the Gemara what this is. Vahamekametz, somebody who is we're also going to see in the Gemara, but simply is a gatherer of excrement. Vahamitzaref, Nechoshet, somebody who. Right, it's a job. It's a very degrading job. Vahamitzaref, Nechoshet, somebody who refines copper. Vahabursi, or a tanner. Right, it's very bad smelling. It's not good jobs. Bein shehayu ad shelo nisu, whether they had these jobs before they got married, or bein shenisu nildu, whether they got these jobs after they got married, still the same thing. We forced the guy to get a divorce. Ve'al kulan amar Rabbi Meir afal pi shehitna ima, and on all of these cases, even though she made a condition, even though he made a condition with her, she can say, "Svura hayiti shani yechola lekabel." I thought I was able to handle it, ve'achshav eini yechola lekabel. But now I see that I'm not able to handle it. Ve'chachamim arin, the chachamim say, "Mekabelati al korcha." She has to accept it on herself against her will. Chutz mimukesh shachin, except for the case of blemishes, v'pineishem makato. Because the case of blemishes causes the husband's, the body parts to start falling. Right, so in that case, I guess when they have relations, so in that case, she does not have to stay. She's not have to stay married to him. So in that case, it's like it's not. It's a much bigger disease. So therefore, that case, she does not have to stay married to him. Okay, the Gemara then comes to ask. Ma'aseh b'tzisar. Mishnah says Ma'aseh b'tzidon b'bursi echad. There was a case in Sidon with one tanner. Shemit, he died. V'hayalo ach bursi. He had a brother who would also tan hides also, and he didn't have children. Right. So it's a mitzvah v'yibum. Amru chachamim nachamim say yechola hi she'te'amer. She can say le'achicha hayiti yechola lekabel. I wanted to be with your brother. I could handle your brother. V'lecha eini yechola lekabel. But you, I cannot handle. Meaning, I'm only able to handle one hide tanner, not two. So I cannot handle you. I only accepted him. I didn't accept you. So I don't have to marry you by yibum. So the Gemara comes and says, "My Baal Polifos." What is this Baal Polifos? What is a philosopher? What is this Baal Polifos? So Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Reach Achotem. It's talking about bad smell in the nose. So the Gemara says, "Bematnita Tana." In the Braita, it taught Reach Apeh, bad smelling mouth. And Rav Asi Matni Ipcha. Rav Asi taught the other way around, right? So what's the other way around? He taught in the Braita the bad smell in the nose, and the other one was the bad smell in the mouth. So Umanach Basimanan, he brought a mnemonic to remember this. Shmuel lo pasik pume mikule pirkin. Shmuel never stopped learning this parak, meaning it was always in his mouth. So he's saying that Shmuel's opinion, right? That says Amar Shmuel He flipped the opinion and said that's referring to the mouth. So how you remember it is by the mouth.
What is Reach HaChotam? I mean, it's all in the mouth. What do you mean?
No, Reach HaChotam meaning... seemingly some type of bad nose smells, some type of disease that a person has, bad nose smells, something of the sort. But he swaps the opinion to remember that Shmuel is the one who says bad smell in the mouth. Then we said about mekametz, someone who gathers. So my mekametz, what is this type of job? Amar v'yudas zeh mekabetz tzuat klavim, someone who gathers the excrement of dogs. Meitive, we have a contradiction. We say mekametz zeh bursi. A mekametz is a hide tanner. He tans hides. So why are you saying it's a excrement gatherer? Okay, according to you, you have a contradiction in your Mishnah. In your Mishnah, it states them as two separate entities. We have a mekametz and we have a bursi. They're two completely separate entities. So why are you saying they're one and the same? So the Gemara says, Bishlam matnitin lakashya, makes sense. The Mishnah is not difficult. Kan be bursi gadol, kan be bursi katan. The difference is if it's a big bursi or a small bursi, right? A tsoat klavim, someone who's gathering tsoat klavim, he's a small bursi, he's a small high tanner. But the other guy is a big high tanner. So that's a simple contradiction explained in our Mishnah. El Rav Yehuda, but according to Rav Yehuda, kashya, this is still difficult. How do you explain the opinion of Rav Yehuda? He says it's gathering of excrement. So, Tanaihi. The Gemara says, Samachloket Tanaim, the Tanya. The Bride says, Mekamet ze bursi. One opinion says that Mekamet is a bursi, is a high tanner. V'yeshomrim, some say, ze Mekamet tsoat klavim, someone who gathers excrement of dogs. So, it's two different opinions. V'amitzaref nechoshet. Then we said, the refiner of copper, v'ad bursi, and the bursi. So, the Gemara says, my mitzaref nechoshet. What is this refiner of copper? Rav Ashi Amar, chashleid dode. It's someone who pounds out kettles to make different types of kettles. Rabba Bar Chana Amar, Zeh mechatech nechoshen mikaro.
Smells.
Yes. These are not fitting jobs. All of them are degrading jobs. So he says, Rabba Bar Chana Amar, Zeh mechatech nechoshen mikaro. Somebody who refines copper from its initial state. He refines it altogether. So Tani Kavetei de Rabba Bar Chana. There's a brighter like Rabba. Ezeu mitzaref. What is considered mitzaref? So zeh mechatech nechoshen mikaro, someone who refines copper altogether. So Amar Rav Haomer eini zanu eini mefarnes. Somebody says I'm not going to support my wife. Yotzi veiten ketuba. He has to give a divorce and give the ketuba. Azal Rabbi Elazar Amra leshmate shmata kamei deshmuel. So Rabbi Elazar went and said this in front of Shmuel. Amar. So Shmuel said ekasua saare le Elazar. Put barley in the mouth of Elazar. Yeah, he doesn't know what he's saying. Until we force him to divorce, force him to support his wife. So what is this? So what is Rav? Why did Rav say this? V'Rav, what did he mean? So he meant, Ein adam dar im nachash b'kfifa, a person cannot live together with a snake in a basket. Meaning, it's a phrase to say that if someone's wife is not, if somebody's not a good person, someone's husband is not willing to support them, don't even try to make ends meet, don't even try to like finish things off, just end the marriage and that's it, call it a day. He says you cannot live together.
No, the God's fixing.
Exactly. Kisalik Rabbi Zera, when Rabbi Zera went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkachel Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefed, he saw Rabbi Binyamin, the Yativ Vekamarla, he went and he was sitting, Kamarla Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. He said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Amarle, Alda Ekasua Sa'arin Elazar Bavel. On this statement, Elazar was fed barley in Bavel, meaning barley was not, it was a degrading food. And so therefore he was afraid to say, like, put barley in his mouth, he doesn't know what he's saying. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amarav, Asi, in asin el psulot. We cannot force a person to divorce unless it is a pasul woman to him. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Ki amrita kamel Shmuel, when this was said in front of Shmuel, amar kegon almana lekohen gadol, a widow who is married to kohen gadol. That's asur. The grusha v'chalutza lekohen ediot, or grusha v'chalutza to a regular kohen. Mamzeret unetina l'Yisrael, a mamzeret, or a givoni to a Jewish man, or the other way around, bat Israel, a daughter of a Jewish man, le'natino le'mamzer, to a givon, givoni, or a mamzer. All of those cases, they have to get a divorce. We force him. Aval nasa isha v'shaha ima isher shanim. If someone married a woman and did not and waited 10 years with her, he got married 10 years, v'lo yaleda, and she could not have children, in kofin oto, we did not force him. There was a case like this that happened recently, in the past like 20 years or so, that someone was not able to have 10 children. Rabbi Ben Chaim, they came to Rabbi Ben Chaim, they asked him, he said, get a divorce, he got remarried, and now Baruch Hashem has children. So the Gemara knows what he's talking about. Okay, Verav Techalifa Baravimi Amar Shmuel, Afilu Nasa Isha V'Shahayim Ha'Eser Shanim, even if you get married and you wait 10 years with your wife, still, V'lo Yaledan, you didn't have children, Kofinotos. In that case, his opinion is you do force them to get a divorce. So the Gemara says, Tnan, we have a Mishnah, let's see who's right. Elo Shekofinoto Lehotzi. These are the people who are forced to get divorced. Mukesh Shechin, someone who's filled with boils, V'Baal Polifos, and somebody who has this bad smell. So the Gemara says, Bishama Rav Asi. It makes sense according to Rav Asi. Derabanan ketane. In our Mishnah, only case taught cases of derabanan, of rabbinic enactments. Right? The oraita lo ketane did not teach cases of the oraita. Right?
You know what? He did not mention over there if she's not real that to Esa Shani.
Nachon. No. It's saying, right, it's saying that why is it a support for Rav Asi's opinion? Because Rav Asi is of the opinion that you, in the case of Shahayim Ha'Eser Shanim, you're married for 10 years and Lo Yaleda, in that case you didn't have children, that he says you do not have to force them to get a divorce. Right? So he's saying that's not included in this category of, because it only taught the Rabbanan laws. Right? So that makes sense according to him. So the oraita lo ketane ela le rav tachalifa, according to rav tachalifa bar avdimi litni, it has to teach nasa isha v'sha'ima eser shanim velo yalada kofin oto. The case of being married to the woman 10 years and not having children, you have to teach it in the Mishnah that you have to force to get a divorce. If that's your opinion, you say you do force. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman lo lakasha, it's not difficult. Ha b'milei ha b'shute, when it says by the case of the marriage, that when it, why is it mentioned in the Mishnah? Because you don't have to whip the person. What do? You have to force him by convincing him with your words. That's what it meant. Our Mishnah, the case in our Mishnah that we said you have to get a divorce, that means you have to whip the guy. You have to really force him. Right? So that's why it's different. So the Gemara says, Matkif la Rabbi Abba. The Pasuk says, there's a contradiction. Bidvarim lo yivaser avid. The Pasuk says in Mishlei that a person will not be convinced just by the mouth. You can't convince someone so easily by your words. So Ela Amar Rabbi Abba, both of these cases are talking about with whipping. Hatam, in that case, the case in the Mishnah, the case of the blemishes in the Mishnah, ki amra havena behade, when she says, I'm okay to stay with the man, I'm okay to be with him, shavkina la, we let her be. It's okay, we leave her alone in those cases in the Mishnah. But hacha, but in the case of lo yaleda, she couldn't have children, afagav de amra havena behade, even though she'll say, I will stay with the man, I'm okay with it, lo shavkina la, we will not leave her. And that's the difference. And that's why this is not stated in our Mishnah. We're not going to leave her be, because she can't have children. We don't want her to go through that. Vehare, so the Gemara comes and asks a question. Mukesh shechin.
Sure, there's a problem with the woman.
Otherwise, it's not going to help. Nachon. I mean, technically, even if it's a problem with the man, and he can't have children himself, so the woman at least let her remarry.
But there's sometimes a different zug you are able to have children.
Nachon. Vehare mukesh shechin. The Gemara says, but the case of boils, the af agav da amra, avena ba'ade, even though she says, I'm willing to stay with him, lo shavkinana, we don't let her be. As the Mishnah says, so even though that case, it was taught in our Mishnah, and it was talking about a case in our Mishnah, which talks about a blemish, and says that if she says, I'm okay with it, we say, no way, you're going to cause his body to fall. Right? So why do we say in that case in the Mishnah that we don't leave her be? Why don't we state this case in the Mishnah, the case of she couldn't have children, state this in the Mishnah also that we don't leave her be? It's the same exact case. So the Gemara says, "Hatam ki amira dayranne behade b'sahade shavkinana." Over there, in that case, if she says that I'll stay with him in the home, and I'll dwell with him with witnesses, without witnesses, so that we don't have relations, so it doesn't cause any problem to him, so we'll leave her be then. But hacha, but in the case of the girl who could not have children, afagav de amrad dayranne behade, even if she says I will live with him b'sahade with witnesses, lo shavkinana, we would not leave him, because witnesses do not make a difference over here. Right? They can't have children. They shouldn't live together anymore. They have to get remarried. Okay, Tanya, we have a braita. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara gets a little bit more, you know, Kabbalistic, talking about the Malach HaMavet. Rabbi Yossi says, Sachli Zaken Echad. There was an older man who came and told me, Me'anshei Yerushalayim, from the men of Yerushalayim, Esrim ve'arba'a mukesh shechin hen. There are 24 types of boils. V'kulan amru chachamim tashmish kashelahen. And all of them, the chachamim said that having relations is very bad. Someone has relations when they have boils. And this disease of Baalei Ra'atan, which has like a sheretz that goes into someone's brain, in the membrane, on top of the membrane of the brain, it's a very bad, it's the worst of the worst, right? It's a parasite that goes inside in the head. This is the worst of all of the diseases. So he says, Mimai have it, what does it come from? The Tanya, the writer says, Hekiz dam v'shimesh. If someone gives bloodlets and he has relations, Havyan lo banim v'kitin v'tikin. Somebody has relations after he bloodlets, his children will be very weak. If both the man and the woman let blood, and then they have relations, then they will have children with this disease, with the parasite inside the head. Amar papa, lo meran ele de lo taimidi. That's only if they don't eat anything. Aval taimidi, but if they eat something, late lamba, then you don't have to worry about it. Then the Gemara says, my simane.
That's why they always feed you after
blood. Huh?
That's why they always feed you after
blood. Nachon? Yes, you're not weak after. So the Gemara says, my simane, what's the sign for somebody who has this? Dilfan ene, his eye starts drooping. With daive nechire, his nose starts drooping. With aitele rirami pumeh, his mouth starts drooping. With ramu didve ilave, and now he has like flies like coming surrounding him. Yeah, yes, flies, ants, insects coming and surrounding him. Umay asute, and what's the remedy? Amara ba'e pila veludna. Here, the remedy is a type of like, Rashi says it's a type of like, esev, it's a type of like mint, type of plant, veludna, and a wormwood, girda de agoza, vegirda de ashpa, which is, or there's a different girda de ashkefa, so it's a, a peel of the wood from the branch, let's say a tree of walnuts, and what we peel off from the hide of an animal, those things we put inside also, vekalil malka, and also a lily, umatchela de dikla sumka, and these non-fully ripe red, I think they're dates.
Yeah.
Then there's vishalikluhu, you would boil all of them together, bahade hadade. Umaayele lebeta de shishan. You bring him into a house made of marble. Ve'ilo ika beta de shishan. If you don't have a house of marble, maayele lebeta de shav livne ve'aricha. Then you would take him into a house. If there's no marble house, take him into a house that's walls are as thick as 7.5 brick, which is approximately 22.5 tefachim.
There's no wind then.
Right? Exactly. No wind whatsoever. So you can like do full surgery. This was their type of plastic surgery. Vinatil leit lat me'akase al reshe. They would take 300 cups of this potion and pour it on his head. Ad derafya ar ite irata de muche, until his brain would become his skull would become like softer. Vikara le muche, and then they would open up the skull. Ummaite arba tarfa de asa. They would take these four hadasim, four like soft branches. They would use umadle kol chad. They would take each leg of this parasite one by one and put it and slide under one of these leaves under the parasite's legs to get all four legs under on top of these leaves. Veshakil bet savta, and then they would take a prong and they would pull out the parasite. Vekalele, and they would burn the parasite. The ilo hadar ilave, because if you don't do that, it's going to come back. So this is the whole process that they would do. Okay, Machri is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Nachon, the Gemara is teaching you how to do brain surgery. Hizharu mizvovreshe ba'alei ra'atan. Be careful from these insects of ba'alei ra'atan. Rabbi Zera lo hava yativ bezikei. Rabbi Zera would not sit next to someone, sit anywhere around somebody who had this disease. Rabbi Elazar lo ayil be'o'alei. Rabbi Elazar would not go in the person's tent. Rabbi Ami ve Rabbi Asi lo havu achlei mi be'e dehahi mevo'ah. Rabbi Amin, Rabbi Asi would not even eat of the eggs of that neighborhood if somebody had it. Oh, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, michrach behu ve'asik b'toira. He would grab the person, sit next to them, stick close to them, and learn Torah. He wasn't afraid. He says, Hashem is going to protect. So the pasuk says, Amar ayelet ahavim ve'yalat chen. He says, the pasuk says that the Torah brings chen. Im chen ma'ale alumdea. If someone learns Torah, he has chen, Hashem has favor on him. Aguni lo magna, what, Hashem is not going to protect him? I mean, yeah, Hashem will protect him, but I don't know if you should, you know, do this onto yourself. You probably shouldn't put yourself next to someone who's sick. Right, but this is a big musar. Somebody who had corona, for example, and everyone was running away and putting masks, not sitting next to that person. Go sit next to him and learn Torah. You have nothing to be afraid of. From Rabbi Shom and Levi.
You put your mask on.
Nachon. Ki hava shachiv, when Rabbi Yeshua and Levi was passing away, Amru le malach ha-mavet, they said to the malach ha-mavet, the angel of death, Zil avid le re'ute, go and do whatever he wants. Azalit chazele, so the malach ha-mavet came to Rabbi Yeshua and Levi, so Rabbi Yeshua and Levi said, Amar le achve li duchtai, show me my place in Gan Eden. Ooh, he knows where he's going, huh? Amri le lechaye, okay, I'll take you there. Amar le, so Rabbi Yeshua and Levi told him, Havli sakinech, dilma mivaite li be'orcha, give me your knife, just in case you scare me or I get scared on the way. So Yahavin Yahalei gave him the knife. Ki mata le'atem, when they got to the Gan Eden, Dalye kab mechave le'e, he was showing him his portion. Shavar nafala hu gisa. And what happened was, Rabbi Yeshua was leaning over and he fell over his side to Gan Eden. And the Malach HaMavet grabbed him by his cloak. What are you doing? Amar Lezer, Rishua said, "Bishvuata delo atina." He says, "I swear to you, I'm not coming back. I'm staying over here in Gan Eden." So Amar Kutsa Brichu, now Hashem has to get involved. If in his lifetime he did hatara nedarim, he swore and he went back on it, he did hatara, then he has to go back. But if he never did that, he always kept his swears, then he's not going back, because we're going to keep his swear also here. So Amar Le, Havli Sakinai, he said to the Malach HaMavet, so the Malach HaMavet said to him, "Give me my knife." So the Rabbi Yeshua said, "Lo hava ka yahiv le," he didn't give it to him. Nafka bat kala, a heavenly voice came out and said, "V'amra le, hav nihale de mitba'a le b'riyata." Give him his knife back, he needs to go get more creatures. He needs his knife. But this was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he's got his way into Gan Eden early. Machriz Eliyahu kameh. Eliyahu saw that Rabbi Yeshua arrived. So what did he say?
He was never killed. And I was like, Eliyahu,
what? We're talking about Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi.
Yeah.
It went directly there. Nachon. So the Gemara says, Eliyahu, Machriz Eliyahu kameh. Penu makom lebar Levi. Open up space for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Penu makom lebar Levi. So Azalash kechel Rabbi Yeshua ben Yochai. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, when they saw Rabbi Yeshua ben Yochai, Dava yativ atlat asar taktekei Pizza. He was sitting on 13 taktekei Pizza. Chairs are made of gold, fine gold. Very expensive chairs. Amar le, at hu de bar Levi. He says, "You are this bar Levi that they're talking about?" Amar le hen, "Yes, that's me." Nir ata keshet biyamecha, was there a rainbow seen in your lifetime? Why? What is that important? When there's a rainbow, it's a sign that Hashem is showing, "I'm not going to destroy the world." If there was a rainbow, then so the Gemara will explain. Amar lehen, yes, there was a rainbow. Meaning, it wasn't because of Rabbi Yeshua's zechut that the world wasn't destroyed. It was because Hashem decided, "I'm going to bring this rainbow, and this is the sign why it's not destroyed." So it's not his zechut. So imken. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Yochai said, "Iyata bar Levi." So you're not Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi then. Velohi, and that's not the case. Rabbi Shimon Levi lied. Delo hava midi ela savar lo echazik b'tivuta l'nefshah. He said, "I don't want to hold that. I'll have some gava. I'm going to say, yeah, there was no rainbow. It was because of me. There really was no rainbow, but a person can lie so that he doesn't have gava." Rabbi Chanina bar Papa shoshvinei hava. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa was a good friend of the Malach HaMavet. Ki hava kanicha nefshei, when he was passing away, amru le Malach HaMavet, they said to the angel of death, "Zil avid le reute, go and do whatever he needs." Azal gabei went to him, chazele, and he appeared to him. Amar le shavke tiltin yomin adi nehadar talmudai. Says, "Give me 30 days to go over my learning." Da amre ashrei misheba lekan talmudo biyado. It's a praiseworthy is a person who comes to Olam Haba with his learning with him. Don't you have to do chazara? You can't just learn something once. Shavke, he let him go. Lebatar tiltin yomin, after 30 days he came back. Azal it chazele, he appeared to him. Amar le chavili duchtai. So he told him, "Let me see my place in Gan Eden." Right? This was Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Amar le lechaye, okay. Amar le havli sakinech. Dilma miva'et li barucha. Give me your knife so that I don't get scared on the way. So he said, Amar le kechavrech ba'id le miavadli. What, you're going to try to do to me like what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi did? Or you're going to try to mess around with me? No way. Amar le, aiti sefer Torah. Bring a sefer Torah. Vechazi, mi ika midi dichtiv be'i lo kimte. Go see in the sefer Torah if there was something that I didn't fulfill. Go look inside. Amar le mi ikrechat bebaalei ra'atan ve'asak b'Torah. So he brought. So he asked him. The Malach HaMavet asked him, "Did you ever see somebody with this disease, baalei ra'atan? You went and stuck yourself to him and learned Torah, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi?" I mean, I don't know why this is an obligation. This is not written in our Torah, right? Where do we have an obligation to get yourself next to someone who's sick and learn Torah? But still, this was a big ma'ala. Nachon, but he said, "Bring the sefer Torah. See if there's anything I didn't fulfill. I fulfilled everything in the Torah. You're bringing me something outside." But still, what are we going to say? Ki nach nafshe, when he passed away, afsik le amuda denura ben didei le'alma. There was this pillar of fire in between him and the rest of the world when he died. There's only for one or two people in the whole generation that this pillar of fire comes out after the person dies. And he was one of them. Karav legabei Rabbi Alexander. Rabbi Alexander got close. Amar asev shvil kavod hachachamim. Do for the kavod hachachamim. Pillar of fire. Come down. Let us bury him properly. Lo ashkach. It didn't listen. Asev shvil kavod avicha. Do it for your father. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Do it for our Papa. So lo ashkach, didn't listen. I said, "Bishvil chod atzmecha, do it for your own honor." Istalak, and that's when the pillar of fire went down. Amar Abaye, Abaye came and said, La'apukim miman de lo kiyem. He was coming to differentiate and say the people who did not fulfill the Torah, kol ha-Torah kula, like him, you can't come close. Don't come near his body. Amar le Rav Ada bar Manta, La'apukim mimor de lo idle ma'aka le'igre. He says to Abaye, you didn't have a fence on your roof. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah of ma'ake. To have a fence on top, it was dangerous. So he's saying, it's coming to exclude you. So velohi, that's not how it was. Mihava hava, he had a fence. There was a big, strong wind that came and blew down the fence. That's what happened. Amar bichanina, mibnei ma en ba'alei ra'atan bebavel. Why aren't there any ba'alei ra'atan, this disease in Bavel? Mipnei she'ochlin tirdin v'shotin shechar shel hizmi. They would eat beets and drink beer of hizmi. Amar b'yochanan, mipnei ein metzora'in bebavel. Mipnei ma ein metzora'in bebavel. Bavel, why are there no people who are tzara'at in Bavel? Mipnei she'ochlim tirdin, they would eat beets. V'shotin shechar, they would drink beer. And they would wash themselves in this parat river. So therefore this river had some type of, the Euphrates River had some type of like koach, that they would not get this disease. We'll stop there, but just give a 1 minute quick recap. So we started on the Amud Aleph, on the top of the page, we started a new Mishnah, was talking about, do we force the man to get a divorce because of certain blemishes? Right? So the Gemara said, only if it's a big blemish, not a small blemish. Then the second Mishnah we had came and said, which type of blemishes do we force the guy to divorce? So we said if somebody has boils, somebody has bad smell, something along those lines. Then as we got to the Amud Bet, or rather earlier, I mean earlier we started talking about all of these different different diseases or different blemishes. If these are considered blemishes, if they're not, then we talked about the case of a man who, the third case of the daf was pretty much a man who's married to a woman for 10 years, they can't have children. Is that considered a blemish that we would force a divorce? So we said, yeah, you would force a divorce, but it's not included in the Mishnah. And the part 4 of the daf was all of the stories with the Malach HaMavet, where they said, let me come and see my place in Gan Eden, and they were, all of these cases were really cases that was proved because of the case of Baalei Ra'atan, this disease of the parasite in the head, that's showing that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's strong level of Torah, that he would sit next to this person with the disease, even though he had the disease, and learn Torah, and he was not afraid, because he knew he would be protected. Okay, Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen v'amen.